Good afternoon. A strong and gusty northwest breeze will persist all day long today behind that powerful nor'easter. So while there'll be no more accumulating snow, the wind will whip around the snow and it will blow around all day long, causing hazardous road conditions in spots. Meantime, temperatures will struggle and hang out in the lower to middle single digits through the afternoon. But with the wind chill values will be well below zero and in some cases even 10 to 30 below during the day. We'll continue to see that northwest wind tonight, remaining gusty over 15 to 20 miles per hour. Actual temperatures will drop back to between 5 and 15 below. So wind chill values overnight tonight through sunrise tomorrow between 20 and 40 below zero. In fact, that wind will persist into the day tomorrow. Many locations will struggle to even get above zero for afternoon highs, and wind chills will stay between 10 and 30 below. The weather will be dry through the weekend as high pressure builds in. It'll settle overhead on Saturday night, and with the winds dying out overnight, a fresh snowpack and clear skies, temperatures will nosedive, and by Sunday morning, most places will be between 10 and 25 below zero for a starting point on Sunday. As we get into the afternoon, a nice recovery, still remaining cold with highs in the teens, but without the wind, it'll feel more comfortable. Clouds will begin to increase during the day Sunday as a clipper heads our way, which will dust the ground up to a couple of inches with some light snow on Monday into Monday night. Into the middle of next week, temperatures will moderate back into the 30s, even near 40 possible by Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, with the departure of the storm and the strong northwest wind, lake effect snow will be persistent into the weekend. The heaviest snow is expected to be southeast of Lake Ontario with 6 to 10 inch amounts possible. This will affect areas anywhere from Rochester to Syracuse. The Arctic cold will reach all the way down to the deep south with some places 20 to 30 degrees below normal and record lows possible into the weekend. Meanwhile, a broad upper trough across the eastern Pacific Ocean will push toward the northwest coast, increasing the threat for coastal rain and high elevation snow. Multiple disturbances moving inland will act to keep wet conditions in place with a broad area of 1 to 2 inch rainfall amounts expected across the Washington Cascades. During the next couple of days, many mountain ranges over the west should see accumulating snow, with the highest amounts likely over the Colorado Rockies with over a foot of snow possible. Maritime flow overriding sub-freezing air should make conditions favorable for freezing rain across sections of the central and eastern Washington state area down into eastern Oregon. Meanwhile, mild conditions are likely from the Four Corners northward along the High Plains. Downsloping flow is forecast to bring well above normal temperatures for these locations into the weekend. By tomorrow, highs will reach the upper 40s into the Black Hills of South Dakota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny and windy, mid-teens. Boston, partly sunny and windy in the middle teens. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and windy with snow showers and highs 0 to 5 above. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees. The average low, 15. The record high, 64, set in 1950. And the record low, 24, in 1904. Sunrise this morning, 7:26 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:36 p.m. 9 hours and 10 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, the Champlain Valley, the Lake George area, the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, and Southern Adirondacks. Mostly cloudy, windy, and bitter cold today with blowing snow and highs right around zero. Mostly cloudy and windy tonight, 5 to 15 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and bitter cold today with blowing snow, highs 5 to 10 above zero. Mostly cloudy and windy tonight with lows 0 to 10 below. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, windy, bitter cold today with blowing snow, highs around 5 above. Mostly cloudy and windy tonight with lows 5 to 10 below. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, windy, and bitter cold today with blowing snow, highs near 5 above. Mostly cloudy and windy tonight with lows near 10 below. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and bitter cold, highs near 0, wind chills 10 to 30 below. Sunshine, much less wind Sunday, a frigid start, but highs making it into the teens above 0. Mostly cloudy, some light snow showers Monday, dusting the ground upper 20s, lower 30s with increasing sun Tuesday. Mostly sunny near 30 on Wednesday, and even near 40 with a chance of perhaps rain showers on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.